Hi, this is Nan Marin, your host of the Social Graces program on WGXC 90.7 FM in the Hudson studio. With me here today is Mr. Dick Sable. Mr. Sable was here 4 months ago, I think in December, and we actually didn't get to finish our conversation. So once he got back from his trip to Florida, I wanted him to come back on the program. Thanks for being here today.
Hi, Nan. Thanks. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, you're such a pleasure. I'm going to go over Mr. Sable's work history, his bio. He's a very famous person living within our midst. He was in Broadway musicals, including A Little Night Magic, directed
music.
By...
A Little Night Music.
I'm sorry. I have magic instead of music. Sorry. I can't read my own writing. Directed by Hal Prince, and then you were in Promises, Promises, and that was Hal Prince also?
David Merrick.
Sorry, David Merrick. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I get this right. Your films, Cotton Comes to Harlem, produced by Samuel Goldwyn Jr.
Yes.
I'm going to need to type this out from now on because it's my handwriting is the problem. And in TV, you were on The Honeymooners with Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
And
that's going way back.
Well, that's okay. You still did it.
I actually worked with him three times.
You did? Yeah, on that show? Or
Two Honeymooners, and then I did a Bob Hope special in Central Park in which he was a guest star. And
wow.
I worked in a skit with him and Bob Hope.
So it was like an open stage?
In the park, yeah.
Yeah.
Right in front
cool.
of everybody, in front of the world.
and then you...
Glenn Campbell was on the show, too, then.
He's from Arkansas. He's one of my favorite...
Really?
Yes, he is.
He's a wonderful guy.
Yes, he is. I saw him on...
He's signing autographs. He was just really so open to the public.
Yes. He's an unbelievable entertainer.
Yes.
And then I think you were on some daytime dramas.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them.
A lot of them, okay. That's interesting. Oh, and now you're involved with, you live up in Greene County now instead of the city, right? And
no,
full time?
It's on the border of Greene County, but it's Albany.
Albany County. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're involved with the Dragonfly Performing Arts Center in Cairo?
Yes, from time to time.
And
Very
All Arts
group.
Matters in Greenville, New
yes,
York.
Yes,
yes. That's is that?
I didn't know I told you about that.
I get the scoop.
They're two community-based nonprofit organizations that really do a lot to bring art to the people.
Mm-hmm. Which is right up your alley.
Thank you for mentioning them. I had no idea that I told you that.
So I thought today that we would talk about small talk. I think it's a very important topic because a lot of people, when they walk into an event or a room or anywhere, basically, and they don't,
sometimes yeah.
they have tremendous anxiety. Their palms are sweating. They don't know what to say to people. Mm. How to even to approach people is very difficult
yes.
when, unless you spot someone you know in the crowd and you hang with them all night.
Right.
But really, if you go
Life
to an
saver.
Event. You're supposed to be kind of working the room,
yeah.
meeting people.
Well, I think a lot of people are basically shy initially. I mean, I am. I mean, you said sweaty palms. I was thinking, my gosh, my palms are sweating right now.
There's no reason for that. We're all friends here.
Yes, we are.
So I was going to read this. Stanford University School of Business did a study. And they tracked a group of MBAs for 10 years after they graduated. And the results were that their GPA averages had no bearing on their success, but their ability to converse with others did have a bearing on their success.
Networking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important. Not just in business, in everyday life, don't
well,
you think?
Well, I think working as an actor, one has to... When you have a lot of interviews, and they're usually very short, and you have to present yourself in a positive way that leaves them wanting to know more about you, and to maybe even work with you.
Yeah, that's a good strategy.
Yeah, it's hard to do when you're, I'm not good at talking, you know.
Chit-chat.
I'm not really good at it. If I have a script and lines to say, then I'm really more comfortable. But I think it's important to parrot other mm-hmm. people sometimes. Mm-hmm. If they say hello, you say hello back, and how are you? And I'm fine.
And
I try not to talk about the weather.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody knows what's going on with
death.
That.
Right.
So I thought, we could maybe try and help some people that are listening on how to talk to anyone and everyone. Mm-hmm. And if, there's little tips we're going to go over about how do you actually do that when you walk into a room and you really don't know anyone. And nothing is worse than going to an event, you don't know anyone, and you don't have a guest with you
right.
to hang out with
right.
or pal
right.
around
You're
with.
On your own.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was thinking one thing, that you shouldn't leave home without is being up to date on current events, that you can always talk to people mm-hmm. about what's happening in the news currently.
Or something that interests you a great deal, like sometimes a characterization in a movie that you might like, or a book that you've read, and
mm-hmm.
Things that interest you a great deal, if that's available, to offer
yes.
for a conversation piece, that sometimes helps.
Yeah, you could always just see how the...
I like to ask questions, though, from the other person.
That me, too.
Makes it easier for me.
Yes, because we're people, too, when we may say that we don't like to talk a lot, but when people ask you or I a question, what are your hobbies, where do you live, where were you, where are you from, because maybe they hear an accent or something. People love to talk
yeah.
about themselves. That's how you can open the door.
Yeah. Well, I knew you were from Kentucky. I knew that you were from the South somewhere, but I didn't know it was Kentucky.
So it's
I mentioned
Arkansas.
Glenn Campbell. Oh, Arkansas. Sorry. Glenn Campbell's from Arkansas? I thought you said he was Kentucky. Didn't you mention Kentucky?
No. When we were driving over, I think I mentioned something about Kentucky.
I'll be all right.
That's okay. That's okay. Don't make that mistake again.
Continue,
I'm
Ms.
an
Barron.
Archie at heart. So we're going to talk about parroting. I think that's a very good idea and suggestion for today, because it's one way that you will never, if you hone this skill of parroting like a parrot, the bird, you'll never be speechless again, because all you're doing is...
Can I quote you on that?
All you're doing is repeating the last few words of a conversation that you're in. So I could give an example.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
When you're talking with someone and they say something, and I'm going to give you an example in a minute, if you parrot like the last three or four words that they said, it's always a question back to them, and so that's all you need to do is listen then, because mm-hmm. and I'll give you an example. Luke is a used car salesman. His customer expressed interest in a sensible car. Luke shows the customer every sensible car on the lot. When Luke was showing him the most sensible car on the lot, Luke asked the customer what he thought of the sensible car. The customer said, "I'm not sure this car is right for me." Luke responded by saying, "Not right for you," parroting the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Then the customer said, "Well, yeah, I'm not sure if it fits my personality." And Luke says, "Fits your personality." And he said, and so the customer says, "Maybe I need something sporty, a little more sporty," Luke parroted. "Well, there are cars over there looking sporty, so by parroting the customer, Luke sold him a sports car and pocketed a big commission, all by parroting the customer." So for another example, I think this is where the Kentucky, state of Kentucky came in.
Oh, Okay. Thank you. Thank you for getting me off the hook.
That's okay. You meet someone new. What, you know, you always hold out your hand and say hello. And give your name. I'm Nan Marin. Yeah. You would say, "Hi, I'm Dick Sable."
Yeah. And offer a little bit about where you're from and
yeah, so
why you're there, who you're friends with, or something like that.
Yes. What group?
Put something out there.
Yes, to get the ball rolling, right. And then you can, you know, if you enjoy speaking with this person and want to maybe talk a little bit longer, like we were saying, people love to talk about themselves. So you could say, you know, where are you from? Where were you born? Oh, what was that like?
Well, it's interesting for me to say, for instance, that you're from Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're a long way away from Arkansas to Hudson, New York.
Yes.
I mean, what happened between there, then and now? You know, it's a story in itself.
It can open up a whole conversation, right. 30-minute conversation.
Yeah,
absolutely. Now, you may not want to be with that person that you were just meaning to speak to for a few minutes.
Yeah.
You might be trapped if you ask too many good questions.
Right. Yeah.
But that's another topic.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get...
How do you terminate a conversation? Excuse me.
Oh, maybe that'll be the next show, How to Terminate.
Yeah.
Anyway, the parroting, I think, is a if you really don't...
That's a helpful tool.
It really is. And I gave the scenario of a car salesman, but you could do that with anybody. Because when you meet them and say, "Where are you from?" "I'm from Arkansas." "Oh, really? Well, how did you get to New York?" Mm-hmm. And then it's because people love to talk, and that's a way to get them talking.
Yeah.
And I just know people cringe at going to events where they really don't know anyone.
I know. It's terrifying, really, especially if they're people that you would like to know,
mm-hmm.
and be a part of that network, a peer structure, you know.
Some people just have a way of working a room, as they say,
yeah.
But it is not easy. You can have extreme anxiety even a couple of days before the event, just anticipating how are you going to meet some people. But it's, you know, the best thing is... just be friendly and extend your hand and introduce yourself and know just a few key questions to ask those people, and that will get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
So, how did you get around in your social circles like that, in a graceful way? Do you have any tricks?
It's very painful for me. I mean, because I'm as I said, basically shy. But finding I would seek out other actors and going to auditions, you'd find other actors in the same boat as you, where they're nervous and socially awkward as well. So you get to know each other that way. You have a common ground of pain.
with the socially challenged
but jumping in
group.
If you make up your mind to jump in and face it, you really do grow, and you get to learn by simply blundering forward. You get to learn how to do it, what works, what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can make a lot of mistakes in the beginning if you've never done it.
Mm-hmm.
To work a room, some people quote work a room, and they really go after it. They love to do it.
Yes, those are the fortunate ones.
I admire
ones.
Them so much. I just can't.
Yes.
I'm not good at it yet. But I think offering, again, something about yourself to the person and see if they pick up on it. If they don't, then you ask them. I start asking them questions where they're from and how did you get here? Are you a friend of the host?
How do you know the host?
Do you belong to this organization or something like that?
Yes. Are you new to this organization?
Starts the ball rolling. Yeah.
I think that the lucky people are the ones that know how to do that, because it does take some time to master it and feel comfortable with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just never. I've known people that just never really get how to meet people socially that they've never met before, and they're probably never going to learn how to do it. They're introverts, possibly, mm-hmm. and it's very difficult for them. They might be great, fabulous, interesting people, but if they're introverted, it's a different ballgame.
Yeah. Makes you wonder how introverted people become successful, and many of them do.
But yes.
They do it without social networking or having any of the social graces. They somehow survive and do rather well. But it's a plus. It's definitely a plus if you're good at it.
It is. Yeah. And it's a skill that can open many doors if you just know how to present yourself and converse with people that you've never met, and know the right topics to bring up. And it can bring new friendships, new partnerships, new business clients. You never know where it's going to lead. Because if you don't know the people, you don't really know who they are and what they do. You don't know who you're talking to, really.
Yeah.
You never know where it will go.
You know, when I was doing Promises, and after the show, we found out that Sophia Loren was in the audience. And that she wanted to come backstage and meet the cast. So, of course, everybody was very excited about it. And after the show was over, we all gathered on stage. And Sophia Loren, sure enough, came back with an entourage. And waiting for the star of the show, Jerry Orbach, he was in his dressing room getting ready to come out to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all sort of lingering about. And as it happened, she was standing. I found myself standing right next to her. And separated by other people. And
I don't think that was an accident.
I found myself in a situation. Thank you. I found myself in a situation where I needed to say something because she was standing right there. And I said, "Hello, Miss Loren, did you like the show?" And she said, "Oh, I loved it." And I said, "How long are you going to be in town?"
There you go.
And she said, for a couple of weeks. And I said, because I had heard that she was at the Pierre in the hotel in off Central Park. And I said, "Do you like staying at the Pierre?" And she said, "Oh, yes, I really love it." And so we chatted for a while. And I thought, my gosh, I'm actually talking to Sophia Loren. But I didn't know actually what I was doing. It's just that I found myself on the spot where I really
needed to speak to her. They're too nervous.
Everybody was afraid to talk to her. So there I was, and I just chatted. And I'm so happy that I blundered forward with it, because it's a highlight of my life, really.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous, by the way, in person.
Oh my God. Is she still alive?
Yes. Yes, she is, very much so. Yeah. And just as beautiful as ever.
Hmm.
Yeah.
She's
tall, 5'10", about there. She's very tall.
Yeah. Did she ask you any questions?
No, but then after I chatted with him, then Jerry Orbach came out, and all the attention came between
the two of them,
and so,
can you think of any other situations that you found yourself in where you really didn't know what to do? How to introduce yourself? Were you nervous to introduce yourself to maybe some famous people in your work?
Sometimes. I think in working with people who are famous, you can't really pursue a conversation with them. You usually have to, because you're in a work situation, you are present in the area where communication eventually will happen. So I found that the best way that works is just to lay back and listen and offer something, an amusing comment or not. I think being sincere and not looking to gain anything from the proximity of being with someone that might be helpful to your career.
Yes, because they'll pick up on that real fast. They're probably very used to
that. And that's true not only
in
with the stars in the in show business, but in executive officers, you know, and CEOs.
You're looking for a job or something. That's why you're being nice.
Yeah, finding yourself next to the vice president of a company where, you know, you'd like to work in that company.
Uh-huh. That's a good thought, too.
But I've always found that going slow in situations like that helps, as long as you're attentive and you're sincere and honest and offer whatever you talents you have to make it easy for them, make them more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're really uncomfortable in situations like that as well.
What are your thoughts on, you've met someone and talked to them for a few minutes at an event or a wedding or a gathering of some kind, and you want to break away, how would you suggest that you do that?
How do you escape?
correctly and politely.
Is what kind of a situation is it? Is it a happy situation? Or
let's say it's just a business event that you've gone to. Like it's everyone's.
Just say, listen, I really enjoyed this conversation. I love being with you, but I really must go. I have an appointment, and I hope I can see you again sometime. I'd really enjoyed talking to you.
Yes, because
and,
you know,
excuse yourself.
We've all been in those situations where you've talked, you've introduced yourself, you've shaken hands, you've asked the person, you know, some key questions to get them talking, but then you do want to move on. You're not going to stand there. You're not going to stand there for 30 minutes with this person. You need to move around the room and meet other people. So, I guess you could always just be brutally honest, and you could say, it was very nice meeting you. I'm going to go meet a few people, or I see my friend over there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really, it can be very risky.
Yeah. I have been in situations where a person that I was talking to said to me, gee, I don't mean to cut it short, but there's someone on the other side of the room that I needed to say hello to, and if you'll excuse me, maybe we'll talk later. And then they cut away.
That's wonderful.
So, I mean, I felt very comfortable with that. I mean, I didn't feel rejected. And that's the important thing, is the sincerity of it. And
could you say that again? What did the gentleman say to you to
person
break
said,
it?
I don't mean to be abrupt or anything, but there was someone on the other side of the room that I need to talk to, and I'd like to say hello, and so I'd like to leave for a minute. I'd love to talk to you later.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed talking with you, but I have to go.
So that's the essence of starting a conversation and backing out from it. Yes.
Yeah.
So I hope that maybe this helped some of you that are listening. You're probably going to be going to weddings and parties, and now that the weather's getting nice, and maybe you can use these tips that Dick and I have talked about today. I do think that you do need some current events, things that are happening in the local area to mm-hmm. talk about in case you're trying to speak with someone, maybe you're having dinner and sitting right next to them for a while, and you've never met them, and now you've made your introductions, but small talk is very important.
Talk about the food, you know, do you like it rare, do you like it medium? Or
the restaurant. I mean, you don't want to get into really personal questions.
Do you really like those lima beans?
You know, nothing too personal, but
right.
enough that it's a valid dinner conversation.
How much did you pay for that? that's a killer.
But like we were saying, people love to talk about themselves. So whether they have an accent that you pick up on or not, you can always say, "Where do you live? Were you born in New York? No, I was born in Delaware. Oh, well, how long did you live there?" Just, you know, it gets them talking, and people love to talk to themselves if they feel like it's sincere.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not just pulling their leg, you're actually interested in their answers.
Yeah. Well, I think if you get to a point where you're, you know, nice enough to be invited
mm-hmm.
somewhere, that you must have some kind of abilities to negotiate or, you know, a conversation or be able to offer something interesting.
I know My husband goes to a lot of events, and some of them can be quite large, and he'll know quite a few, a lot of people. Not mm-hmm. not if there's 300, he doesn't know all 300, mm-hmm. but he has to meet new people too. But he has all of that down to an art.
Yeah,
he really does, because he's been doing his his work for so long that I don't think he gets nervous. But when I go to these events with him, I too get anxiety. I might turn around and he's not standing there with me, and that leaves me standing there. And it is a very difficult and anxiety-ridden feeling that you can mm-hmm. have when you find yourself in that position.
It's really a good subject for a book, have list of qualities or things to do in situations like that.
And that doesn't mean you go stay in the ladies' room for an hour,
right.
hiding out. And,
right.
You know. I know sometimes we would go down to one of the piers there in Manhattan, and several big events there. And I would go outside for a little bit, you know. But now, I think as I've gotten older and I've gone to etiquette training and got my certification to teach, and that I'm much better at it. Mm-hmm. But some people are very good at it, and some are okay. But mm-hmm. Anyone listening can just think about what Dick and I talked about today. They always have some current events, always, you can always talk about the weather, but I still go towards asking people personal questions, as in, where are you from? How long have you lived here? Where were you, if they do have an accent, that's very easy to ask questions like that.
And if there's like a related event, like if it's a movie
showing or
something like that, you find something in the movie that you really... liked a characterization, a particular way that the character was written. It opens up a whole thing. But if you rather than talking with someone or about someone or to them or from them, to have an object to talk about,
a topic to talk about between the two,
that's in common
yes.
interest. That is very, very helpful.
That would be very easy. It's to do. If you're all going to a motorcycle show, then if a group of you are going on a bus or something, and you don't know any of the people on the bus, but it's easy to know we're going to be talking about motorcycles. Uh-huh. But some of these events, they're like business related, and you really don't want to talk about the business all the time.
Yeah.
You need to be personable with people and ask them personal questions
yeah.
to get them talking.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that you've been very comfortable for me to
talk
to.
Oh, well, thank you.
I've enjoyed every minute of it.
I'm so glad you came back and that you're back to New York and you're on the show today.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it very much. And maybe I'll have you on again for another topic, but
yes.
to do with your career
sure,
and things like that. Thank you very much,
Dan. Thank you, man. Okay.